rest of the story. Ever heard the fairy tales of Johannes Niemann? In particular, do you happen to know his story of the soldiers who wouldn't fight? It goes like this. Once upon a time, long, long ago, two mighty kingdoms went to war. Their armies fought for months, slaughtering one another quite efficiently through the interminable summer and the terrible fall. Then somebody remembered it was Christmas. The sun shone brightly that December morning, but the mist was slow to clear, and when it did, it revealed yesterday's battlefield, thinly blanketed in white. The silence was broken by a voice, the voice of one of the soldiers, calling out across the battlefield to his enemies. The voice, struggling in a language that was not its own, shouted, "Come out, we want to talk." Moments later, two of yesterday's enemies were standing in the middle of the misty white battleground, shaking hands and smiling. Then there were two more, and then four more. Until the place where their comrades had perished only hours before was teeming with a joyous throng of former foes. Nobody wanted to kill anybody, all agreed. So some exchanged gifts, cigars, candy, jars of jam, all of the modest treasures lonely soldiers come to prize. Others serenaded new friends with carols in native tongues, while the rest cut little Christmas trees and adorned them with makeshift candles. And then one soldier brought out a big round ball, while his new companions from the other army laid out on the battlefield a playing field, and with the paraphernalia of a new abandoned war, the men fashioned a couple of goals, and for hours they played a wonderful game, which one team won, but nobody cared. Days passed. The former enemies were now friends, playing games, repairing shelters, swapping stories, marveling together at the miracle of Christmas, which had made them all as one. More than a week went by before the generals showed up. "Why aren't you fighting?" they demanded. The soldiers shrugged. "We weren't angry at anyone, so we didn't want to fight anymore." The generals were furious. "It's treason," they declared. They made all of their troops return to their battle formations and prepare to make war. For quite some time, the new friends tried to make it look good, but their commanders eventually caught on and escalated their threats. So reluctantly, today's friends became tomorrow's enemies once more. You say you've never heard the fairy tales of Johannes Niemann? Perhaps that's because there are none. His story of the soldiers who wouldn't fight, that story is completely true, utterly factual. You see, he, Lieutenant Johannes Niemann of the 133rd Saxon Regiment, was one of those soldiers who laid down his weapons and befriended his foes. A German soldier who, with the aid of his comrades and his British enemies, countless thousands, created something now called the most remarkable front-wide truce in military history. For the war that held its breath in its first Christmas season, the conflict very nearly smothered in its own infancy by the unexpected intrusion of peace on Earth, that conflict would go on to extinguish 13 million lives and inflict agony on 26 million others, a mass murder snatched from the jaws of brotherhood by the generals and the politicians. We call it the First World War. You've been reading about it since you were in school. But now you know the rest of the story.
Welcome aboard, once again, the Silver Eagle train. The group we're going to see on this train was originated from Omaha, Nebraska. My folks had the chance to see this bunch before I had my first opportunity way back in 2007. I had heard their music a lot, but I hadn't really seen them in action until then. And when I saw them at what is now called T-Mobile Center, then Sprint, I was in a magical land for a considerable amount of time. This group has to me become the kings and queens of Christmas. And for this edition of the New Directions podcast, which is part two of our Silver Eagle train tour, you're going to hear in their entirety As I said, the Kings and Queens of Christmas, they call themselves Mannheim Steamroller. We will get to them on the other side of this break. Well, he's got most of that right. This book, Christmas is all about what Andy just sang. But this commercial is about the last part of that verse that he sang. The tales from the glories of Christmas is long, long ago. This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast, here to share with you about my book called Tales from the Road to Christmas. I share with you stories from Christmas Eves at home and at church. I share with you Christmas memories from visiting Mannheim Steamroller, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and I would not leave out the Oak Ridge Boys. No way. These all add up to Christmas memories that I have personally enjoyed. And I will give you a little bit of a hint if you're interested in getting this book, and that is, there is one Christmas song that I mention quite a bit. It pops up about 3 or 4 times, and I'll leave you, for those of you who have not read the book, to guess what it is. The book is called Tales from the Road to Christmas. It is available online from Amazon. You could log on to Terry's Bookstore on Facebook to get to it. In my view, my friends, the group you're about to hear are the best things going in during the Christmas season right now. Here are Chip Davis and Mannheim Steamroller. Thank you. I've seen these guys a grand total of two times. The first time that I referred to at Sprint, at what is now, of course, T-Mobile. The second time in Topeka. Just as good both ways. Back to more with Manheim Steamroller. Give it just a second here. We will have more from Mannheim Steamroller on the other side of this break. It is said around this time every year that a lot of folks don't have what a lot of us do. But I know of an organization, actually two, that are wanting to do something about it, and I want to tell you about both. This is Terry Runyon from the podcast, here to talk about Mimi's Pantry as well as Red X. Mimi's Pantry is right now collecting food and clothing inside of the Red X in Riverside. There is a barrel right at the very front of the store where you could drop in non-perishable food items, you can drop in clothes as well, and give someone needy something very special for this Christmas. Whenever you buy your groceries, you have a chance to round up your final total to the nearest dollar for the pantry as well. I know they would appreciate it if we all could step in and really take care of those that need it the most. We have a lot. Let's share with those out there that don't. Once again, Mimi's Pantry, collecting at the front of the Red X in a barrel, and we're also at checkouts, rounding your purchase to the nearest dollar for the very same folks. The season of giving. Let's make it happen, folks. Once again, my friends, Mannheim Steamroller. A chance to kind of share a little bit while we're waiting. These guys have had arrangements of Christmas music for many, many years. When I saw them in Topeka, it was an anniversary. A very good, and 25th, I think it was. Very talented. Here once again, Mannheim Steamroller. I had heard, and I don't know whether I could say the same for you or not, but it was my first time around hearing their versions of Jingle Bells and Joy to the World. I think I had heard Oh Holy Night maybe once or so, once or twice possibly, but not too bad. These guys are very, very talented. They will be in Topeka on Sunday, December the 10th. If you're in the neighborhood, I invite you to go out and to the Wonderland. It was about as good a version of O Come All Ye Faithful as I have ever, ever heard. Wow. See if we can get one more in this segment. Yeah. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
They are on their farewell tour. They're heading into the Christmas portion. It'll end sometime next year. I will be following this tour as it continues across the country. Give you updates as we go along. And when the day does come that they do decide to hang it up, you're going to hear it here first. The Oak Ridge Boys Farewell Tour, to be covered very, very heavily right here on the New Directions podcast. Next time on the podcast, it'll be part 3 of our series. And the train is going to take a stop into a kind of fantasy land. We'll get to explore Christmas in a very childlike fantasy setting. The folks that will be taking us on this ride are the folks that are members of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They have a lot of very, very good, very high-spirited music as well. We've had the opportunity to see them several times, and I am very much impressed with this bunch. And for those of you who have never seen them, I'll give you a taste of them next time here on the podcast. Mannheim Steamroller has not disappointed. The best wishes to them on the tour. Hope things go well for them in Topeka tomorrow. And I hope they, along with the rest of us, have the merriest of Christmases. And without further ado, that's going to wind things up for this edition of the New Directions podcast. Thank you for being with me as always. We will see you next time with Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Until then, the best Mannheim of them all is going to get us out of here.